News release. Colorado Office of Economic Development and International Trade. Denver, the Colorado Creative Industries, CCI, Division of the Colorado Office of Economic Development and International Trade, OEDIT, announced Wednesday that 21 artists and art organizations across Colorado have been awarded folk and traditional arts project grants. From Phillips to Delta Counties and Huerfano to Denver Counties, these grants will help preserve, celebrate and document the local artistic traditions and heritage of unique Colorado communities. By celebrating Colorado's folk and traditional arts, we preserve values and traditions that are passed from generation to generation, said OEDIT Director, Eve Lieberman. The recipients announced today will help carry on the diversity, culture and heritage of Colorado communities, offering all of us the opportunity to realize the rich history our state holds. The Folk and Traditional Arts Project grants seek to enhance community well-being, cultural identity, economic vitality, and sense of place, especially in areas that are often underrepresented in the contemporary art space. Funds will support the creation, presentation, or teaching of folk and traditional arts, and/or the documentation of folk or traditional arts and cultural heritage through community archiving, oral histories, photojournalism, video or other creative works. Among the recipients, the Spanish Peaks Community Foundation will use the grant funds to publish a cookbook of recipes and stories representing Huerfano County. Another project will focus on documenting the Lakota language in traditional songs by creating digital sing-along videos to encourage younger generations to learn the lyrics and understand their origin stories. Through the Shining a Light on the Art of Quilting project, the Colorado Black Arts Movement will reinvigorate the artistic traditions and values associated with quilting in the Montebello, Green Valley Ranch, and Park Hill neighborhoods of Denver. As part of the grant's preservation efforts, all funded projects will be archived in the state archives and made accessible to the public through History Colorado. Folk and traditional art is a vital and ever-evolving artistic tradition that reflects the cultural life of a community. We are so pleased to see renewed interest nationwide in preserving these traditions and are proud to celebrate Colorado's many unique communities, said CCI Director, Josh Blanchard. The Folk and Traditional Arts Grant was developed in response to a two-year planning process with a stakeholder group engaged in Colorado's folk arts. A total of $61,940 is being awarded to 21 artists and art organizations, funded in part by a partnership with the National Endowment for the Arts, NEA. Today's recipients include Alamosa County, Adobe de Oro, Ballet Folclorico -$3,000 Semillas de la Tierra. The San Luis Valley's oldest Ballet Folclorico dance group will offer a public performance and celebration. Sangre de Cristo National Heritage Area. Hispanic folk dances -$3,000 for the production of a short documentary on the history of local folk dances and music within the San Luis Valley. The film will feature Los Vecinos Bailadores, a group of retired community members who practice and perform the Hispanic dances that have been staples of the community since Hispanics first settled in the San Luis Valley in the mid-19th century. Arapaho County. Child of This Culture Foundation, Folk Dance and Hip-Hop -$3,000. This project celebrates Aurora and Denver's vibrant hip-hop community through a collaboration with the School of Breaking Hip-Hop School and the Denver-based group No Mo Violence Folkloric Dance Group at the Spot 2.0. Colorado Asian Pacific United, Little Saigon Memory Project -$3,000. The Little Saigon Memory Project, a collaborative initiative between History Colorado and Colorado Asian Pacific United, aims to capture the narratives of Vietnamese, Chinese Vietnamese, and other Asian immigrants and refugees in Denver's Little Saigon area. Boulder County Roots Music Project, African and Black American Music -$3,000. Roots Music Project's Juneteenth celebration in Boulder, Colorado will amplify and honor the rich legacy of African musical traditions on Black American music, and present Zimbira, a dynamic 10-piece ensemble steeped in the traditional music of Southern Africa. Coastilla County Dana Mestas Documentary Project -$3,300. The Heritage Project, Recuerdos, Remembrances of Indo-Hispano Elders of the Rio Culebra Villages, is an oral history project documenting interviews of approximately 5 to 10 ancianos, elders, living in the San Luis de la Culebra villages of southern Colorado. Delta County, The Learning Council, Blacksmithing-$3,000, Reviving Roots, Skill Build Workshops will provide free blacksmithing instruction in Paonia. Denver County, Flamenco Denver, Flamenco Art Form -$2,950 free flamenco and 2 calle outdoor community performance and workshop this summer at La Raza Park in Denver. Colorado Black Arts Movement, Quilting -$3,000 to reinvigorate the artistic traditions and values associated with quilting in the Montbello, Green Valley Ranch, and Park Hill neighborhoods of Denver through the Shining a Light on the Art of Quilting project. Askanwi Filmmaking Hub Incubator Ramadan Traditions in Morocco -$3,000 documentary film by Moroccan filmmaker Imad El Othmani that captures the essence of how Ramadan is celebrated by Moroccan immigrants in his Denver community. Art Students League of Denver, Papel Picado -$3,000 documentary film capturing artist Guadalupe Hernandez's intricate and technical process of creating papel picado. Christina Maldonado Bad Hand, Lakota Language and Song -$3,000 documentation of Lakota language in traditional songs through digital sing-along videos to encourage younger generations to learn traditional song lyrics and understand the stories behind the songs. Grand County, Grand Lake Creative District, Cowboy Boot Making -$3,000, Intro to Cowboy Boot Making, class at Rocky Mountain Folk School. Huerfano County, Spanish Peaks Community Foundation, Community Cookbook -$3,000 creation and publication of a community cookbook highlighting the rich legacy that food represents in the folk and traditional arts of Huerfano County. Jefferson County, Golden History Museum, Native Jewels in Traditional and Contemporary Indigenous Fashion -$3,000 exhibition at the Golden History Museum examining the use of native jewels, specifically elk teeth and dentalium shells, in traditional and contemporary Native American arts, clothing and jewelry. Larimer County, Duane Iron, Native American Music -$3,000 digitization and teaching of Native American powwow and ceremonial songs and the creation of powwow drums in Northern Colorado. Northern Colorado Intertribal Powwow Association, Native American Traditional Arts and Cultural Heritage Teachings -$3,000 supporting weekly classes that provide space for Native individuals and families to reconnect and learn about their heritage and culture. Montezuma County Southwest Colorado Canyons Alliance, Traditional Native American Arts -$3,000 supporting Four Corners Indigenous Art Market, a vibrant celebration of Native artistry and cultural heritage that brings together talented artisans from many of the 26 tribes and pueblos traditionally associated with Canyons of the Ancients National Monument. Phillips County, Phillips County Family Education Services, Spanish Folkloric Dance Program -$3,000 providing a 3-week summer program offering Pikimi Spanish Folkloric Dance Lessons and a recital for the community of Holyoke Company Pueblo County Chavez Huerta Preparatory Academy. Mexican Folk Dance, Ballet Folklorico -$2,000, Bales de Estlan, Dances from the Chicano Ancestral Homeland, Project in Pueblo, Colorado. Sawatch County Heart of Sawatch, Colca Embroidery -$3,000 free Colca Embroidery Workshop in Sawatch, Colorado, provided by the San Luis Valley Colca Embroidery Project, a collaboration between Heart of Sawatch, The Range, and artists in the San Luis Valley. About Colorado Creative Industries. Colorado Creative Industries is a division of the Colorado Office of Economic Development and International Trade. Established to capitalize on the immense potential for our creative sector to enhance economic growth in Colorado, the mission of Colorado Creative Industries is to promote, support and expand the creative industries to drive Colorado's economy, grow jobs and enhance our quality of life. For more information, visit oedit.colorado.gov/colorado-creative-industries. About Colorado Office of Economic Development and International Trade. The Colorado Office of Economic Development and International Trade, OEDIT, works with partners to create a positive business climate that encourages dynamic economic development and sustainable job growth. Under the leadership of Governor Jared Polis, we strive to advance the state's economy through financial and technical assistance that fosters local and regional economic development activities throughout Colorado. OEDIT offers a host of programs and services tailored to support business development at every level, including business retention services, business relocation services, and business funding and incentives. Our office includes the Global Business Development Division, Colorado Tourism Office, Colorado Outdoor Recreation Industry Office, Colorado Creative Industries, Business Financing and Incentives Division, the Colorado Small Business Development Network, Cannabis Business Office, Colorado Office of Film, TV and Media, the Minority Business Office, Employee Ownership Office, and Rural Opportunity Office. Learn more at oedit.colorado.gov.